Okay, I like this next I like this next question because I think that, well, let me just ask the question here. What do you think might be the impact of the offer to serve Farouk's sentence on the boy himself? What do you think the boy is thinking about, you know, finding out that, wow, there's 120 people willing to serve a month, you know, so I don't have to go to prison?
I would hope it would be gratitude. I imagine the first thing would be relief, because that's a long time for a child that age. But it would certainly, to me, be a transformation of his life. And if it didn't, something's wrong. And for what he did, how many people every day say something they shouldn't, I guess. But free speech, this boy probably has said things a lot of times, but in that culture, my hands are going up because you can't see me and my words are gone now.
Nope. Good.
I agree with Jan. I think it started out as relief and then became gratitude. And perhaps after contemplation, after time, it might have even been some guilt.
Bob?
Do Muslims have a concept of sacrifice? You hear about the holy war and that kind of a sacrifice. But that's the only kind that I observe in the Muslim faith. And this is something quite different.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think of the five pillars of Islam. Can we all kind of, do y'all remember what those are, the five pillars? Rick's Googling it right now. I can see. Oh man. So it's the idea of they've got to go on a some sort of pilgrimage. What, let's see.
Prayer,
Prayer.
alms, fasting,
Faith.
and faith, which is Shahada.
But no sacrifice.
No
No
sacrifice.
sacrifice.
No substitution.
So that's got to be a pretty hard religion to live under. If they're, you know, if someone can't take your place and pay for your wrong, you're kind of always keeping track of how you've done and how was the year according to how I governed the five pillars. Pretty tough.
Dottie's here.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi.
Piggyback on Bob's point, if there's no sacrifice, is there any mercy in Islam? No.
You would have to earn it.
But would that be mercy?
No.
So you're pointing out a lot of flaws here with religion.
Pastor, we should have Jordan Heater on this discussion. He works, you know, daily with the Muslim population. I got to thinking, though, that God's preparing this young man. Now, first of all, I believe that he needs to, I'm going to have to check out what happened since October, but if I think he needs 1 month to recognize that maybe he was a little bit out of control. I definitely believe in Bob's comment that there's injustice, and that's what this individual is taking care of. But from a standpoint that he will be a witness, if this all happens the way we're talking about, he will be a witness for Christianity and substitution, Christ being our substitute. I think. It's kind of a preparation. So I'm not sure why I didn't even look up what's happened since October.
Yeah, I should have looked that up too.
I'm real anxious to see what happens.
You know, one of the things where we want this story to become a part of our lives is, what if we lived like Farouk? In other words, what if we lived our lives knowing that we had a death sentence and that somebody had freed us from serving that death sentence? So, in other words, this story is not just a story out in another country, but it can become personal to us when we actually see what Jesus did for us. Here's a text, John 10, back to the Bible. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. And so Jesus has done this for each one of us. He has laid down his life and taken on the sentence that we all should have received. Now, actually, there's some scholars that actually are very angry about that passage and say that it's very unjust that God would accept the sacrifice of someone who had not done any wrong. What kind of God would accept that sort of situation? But and they blow up the whole idea of Christianity because they say that means God can't be just. He could never accept someone who's not done something wrong to pay for the sins of the entire world. But the argument against that would be that Jesus did it voluntarily. He really did it out of his own will, his own heart. So, anyway, Dottie, I want to say hi to you and give you a moment to say hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
You look great.
Thank you.
What's your daily life like?
Boy.
Yeah.
We eat in our room. We live in a room. And all we do is sit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so glad you're with us today. This is kind of like we're bringing church into your room, you know? I think if we all visited you today, we wouldn't be able to fit in your room. I've been to your room many times, and I think this is probably the best way to get into your room is through this technology. So it's kind of cool we're doing this.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi. I'm reading loads of books.
I bet.
That's good.